Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wished for something with all your heart, but didn't have the words or the vision to call it into existence? Don't feel like a lone ranger. There are countless souls wandering around aimlessly, looking for their missing pieces in life that will complete their big picture of living an abundant, radiant, and thriving life. Today, each and every person suffers from I.O., information overload. We are bombarded with never-ending words. However, I.O. leaves us asking, now what? Where do I go from here? Where do you go to consciously find your way to receive the answers you desire, to improve your life, health status, your proper lifestyle, your family's health and welfare, is to the now what? Where do I go from here? The Star Waters and Sandy Rogers Show, airing each Thursday from 2 to 3:30 p.m., is where you'll find your answers. Star and Sandy know how confusing it is having this expert or that health professional barking at you with their opinions of what they know you should be eating, which pill for every ill is just right for you, or what you should be thinking about the availability of your time when it comes to providing healthy food for you and your loved ones. When you are constantly convinced that you lack the time to prepare your own food made with ingredients you purposely add and know it is safe and nutritious, you are now being programmed to eat fast, eat processed, because you're too busy. Don't believe the hype. Together, these wellness advocates will provide cutting-edge information, straight, no chasers, to educate you and give you the words and vision to ask the question, now what? Where do I go from here?
Hello, everyone. Greetings and welcome to Now What? Where do I go from here? And you know, you've got two lively moderators, Star Waters, also known as the Wellness Wizard, and me, Sandy Rogers, also known as the Wellness Gangster. And you know, we've crossed that threshold, I believe, now, and we have 100 years of firsthand personal knowledge and experiences of reversing many chronic and what they call fatal diseases. And so we come with a vast amount of knowledge around reversing certain situations in our lives. And so we will be bringing on an absolutely amazing guest speaker in just a few moments. But first, there's a couple of things that we need to take care of. First and foremost, we give thanks to our ancestors. We thank our ancestors for their many gifts and blessings. We stand on their shoulders for strength, courage, knowledge, fortitude, resilience, determination, and the list just goes on and on. And we know that we've been gifted with that from them. And so now that we know better, we can do better as we follow their golden wisdom to health and wellness. They've been trying to get that message over to us for a while. So we accept and we appreciate. And to our ancestors, we give thanks to you forever and ever. Ashe, ashe. We appreciate you joining with us today. And we invite you to be a part of our live show. So, audience, you can do that by giving us a call in at 516 931-9819, and you would just push 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. And to ensure the best quality on our playbacks, because a lot of our people, our audience, they like to go back and listen to the shows a second and third and fourth time. So we just ask that once your line is opened, if you're not speaking, if you would just mute your phone, because the microphones on this system are extremely sensitive and we wouldn't want to disrupt the quality for those that either can't be here initially or that will be listening to the playback over and over again. And just in case, I'm going to give you this information before I turn the mic over to Star, is that if you would ever like to go in and listen to any of our replays, you can do that by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers. That's SandyRodgers. And again, thank you for listening. Sister Star?
Ooh-wee. Hello, Sandy.
Hey, darling.
Be here with you today and our guest, which we're going to keep our listeners kind of waiting to hear who she is. But I'm going to get it. I know. I like surprises. And so this is a good one.
Suspense.
So usually I have an inspirational piece that I always get the morning of the show. I wait specifically to get it then. This morning I found three. So I'm going to give the one that I think most fits her right now. But, well, there may be another one that comes up before the end of the show. So please listen out, listeners. Okay. The power of a made-up mind. Life responds not to what we wish or even want or what we desire. Life responds to a made-up mind. The moment that you definitely commit yourself, then the universe moves too. Doors open for you that normally would have remained closed. A whole stream of events unfold, which leads to the desired outcome. One Christmas, a woman wanted to take her children to see a performance of the Nutcracker Ballet. Unfortunately, she did not have the money to purchase the tickets. Nevertheless, she was totally committed to seeing the show. She visualized the outcome and affirmed that she would attend that evening's performance. 2 hours before the show, a friend who worked as a tour guide called. He had just arrived in town to see the Nutcracker with his tour, but three clients could not attend. Would you and your children like to go? He asked. Many would call this coincidence. Those who understand the workings of the divine mind know that the woman's 100% intention to be at the show drew her the good that she desired. The same can be true for you. Once you employ the power of a made-up mind. How about that?
I love it.
Thank you.
I think you know we all probably need to take that to heart and make up our minds on some things to make some changes in our lives, right? That's cool.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Miss Star. That was awesome, sis.
All right. Thank you. Yes.
Our show today, we're going to take you out of suspense mode. It's called Making Life Work After a Challenge. And our incredible speaker today is Miss Vivia Mighty. And Vivia is a Jamaican-American, And she's worn a lot of hats in her 61 years of life. She has a rich background of experiences, which includes being a teacher, a pharmaceutical rep, a retired flight attendant, a diabetes lifestyle coach, being a board member of a radio ministry on Blog Talk Radio that was tailored to spiritual empowerment. She's a board member of her church's health ministry and a graduate of Ann Wigmore's Natural Health Institute in Aquata, I hope I pronounced that right, Puerto Rico. She is the caregiver, which is such a loving act. She's a caregiver to her active 92-year young mother. And she also has dreams of winning Oscars for her spoken word in animated films. And she also aspires to have multiple books on the New York Times best-selling list simultaneously. Now, that's what I'm talking about. The power of a made-up mind starts right there, right? She says simultaneously. And she plans to travel around the world fulfilling the various philanthropic projects that she has in her heart to do to benefit the humanity. So we welcome to our stage with wide open arms the incomparable, the awesome, the outstanding Miss Vivia Mighty.
Wow.
Miss Vivia Mighty is with us today.
Wow. Well, ladies, God has blessed me to be here to share my story. And I thank you, Star and Sandy, for allowing me to do this. Thank you. Thank you. What an introduction. What an amazing introduction.
We are honored, honey. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, let me start by saying that Star and I met at a raw food festival. Right, Star?
Absolutely. 20 years ago.
How many?
20. I think it was in 2000.
Can you imagine? It was 2001. Yes. Yes. And there weren't a lot of African American raw foodists at the time that we met.
No.
So if you told a lot of people that you were raw, they didn't really know what to think. Do you eat raw meat, raw fish, what? So primarily we ate fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. So my health and wellness, I guess, my search has been piqued by starting with that. So again, thank you. And I wanted to ask you ladies, you know, normally when the show is over, you forget to thank a lot of people. So may I begin by giving some kudos to the shapers of my life who have really kind of made what Vivia is now?
Absolutely.
Why, of course.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. So I'm going to start with God at the top because He is truly my focus, and I can spend the whole day and year on that. And then after, I want to start with my mother because she is, again, as you know, 92, young, but has always been my teacher, loved me unconditionally, didn't think that, of course, when you're a child, but I realize that now I'm our caregiver. Mrs. Laura Campbell, she's deceased, but she introduced me to the Word of God. My cousin Denny, who a lot of people, I think both of you know her, she goes by Tyari Danielle. That's my cousin. And she really introduced me. She started me on my wellness journey. So I am giving her credit. You talked about the Ann Wigmore Institute, and it's Aguada, Puerto Rico, and it's near Aguadilla in Puerto Rico. And that's just an amazing place in terms of getting all of the toxins out of your system. That started me too. My prayer group, Hazel, Patsy, Stephanie, Monique, and all my friends and family, I'm not going to name them all, but they know who they are. And my Winner's Call family, of course, my health ministry, I believe that they're listening. And lastly, my health and wellness seminar team and business partners. So I thank you. Oh, I guess my sister would not like it if I did not mention her. So my sister Camille and my niece and nephew. So thank you. So you realize that I wore and still wear a lot of different hats. And I guess I was always searching. So let me ask by saying to the audience, do you ever have the feeling that something isn't quite right? And so that's where I'm going to start. I was just going along with the world, doing different jobs, whether it was a teacher and or a pharmaceutical rep or whatever it was, but my health started to take a shift. And I really couldn't put my finger on it in terms of what it was, but I knew that something was not quite right. So I started gathering. I've always been a gatherer, searching different programs, different diets, different topics, you name it, I did it. And so most people, I think, are gatherers. They want to know different things. Why? Mom said that was kind of my my language for a long time. I always wanted to know why. But I find that sometimes when we are searching, we continue to stay in that searching mode, and we really don't get out of it. So we find this, we try it, we find something else, and we really don't stick with it. Have you ladies found that to be true?
Oh, yes. That's a great point that you're making, too.
Yeah. So we're dabblers. You know, we're dabblers. We just kind of want to look and search. But then I found that my body was changing. Not only my body was changing, my health was changing, and my financial status and wellness was changing. So a whole bunch of stuff was changing. And so my mindset, really interesting that you brought that up, was set. It was set. It was stuck. It was set in a certain place. I wasn't able to really stick with anything. I just kept on gathering information. And that journey, ladies, took years. Most people don't have years. They don't have years. Most people want more time. Most people want more health and wellness, whether it's money. But it took years because I just kept on gathering. I just kept on gathering. And so I just found that I had a better idea. So instead of gathering and just talking about it, why not do something about it? So consider this. How about if you did something different? Wrote a vision down. The word says if you write the vision and make it plain, you can do that. You can run with it. How about maybe trying to grow your faith? And so in my gathering, let me go back to that, I didn't realize that I was being a victim. Didn't know that because I wasn't hearing the tape in my mind. My other friends were, they were hearing it. They were kind, and every once in a while I had what was called a come to Jesus meeting. And they would say, hey, this, what about that? But I just kept on doing the same thing over and over. And I didn't realize that I was not, that I was a victim. So I have a friend, his name is Victor. He likes to be called Victor. And I say that because after my friends told me about this victim mindset, I thought of victor and that I needed to be victorious. So I don't know about you, but again, I had to change my mindset because I kept on being in perpetual readiness. I wasn't ready. Let me also segue by saying that the mayor of Atlanta recently was being interviewed by Gayle King on CBS News. And I think Gayle had asked her questions similar to, are you ready to what if Joe Biden asks you if you're ready to be the vice president? And she said, well, Gayle, you know, there's an old saying that if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So I was getting ready, perpetually getting ready.
Mm. Okay.
And I don't know, again, about you, but have you been getting ready? Just getting ready. Just getting ready. You have a new job. You go out and you get all of the tools for it, but you don't practice or you don't learn about what the job is about. So you look great for the interview, and when you get there, you are Ralph Cramden on the Honeymooners, humming a humming a humming a humming a. You don't really know. So you're getting ready. You're in a ready state. Let me also say that by getting ready, you need to come to a point. Would you come to a point where you realized that something was not right? Something was not right. One of the I have a girlfriend. Sorry, I have lots of different thoughts, so bear with me. I have a girlfriend.
Okay.
I believe she's not alive. Her name is Monique. And I want to say we're good friends, and we just met. But I put her in the same line of friends that I've been friends with for 40 years because our friendship has developed. Whereas my friendship of 40 years has grown, Monique has been honest with me so that we are now tied together, I believe, for life. And some time ago, I don't want to say it's recent. It is recent, but I'm going to go with some time ago, so maybe you think that I gained this knowledge a long time ago. It makes me more credible. But recently, I was saying to Monique what I needed to do. This didn't happen, whatever. Now, mind you, I know better. But at this moment, I was in that kind of mode. And she said something to me that was so profound. She's like, girl, take up your mat.
All right.
Take up your mat. And for those of you who don't really know that, it means get going. Stop. Get going. Girl, you can walk. It is in you. You are not paralyzed in fear, because I think that fear has a lot to do with it. You are not paralyzed with fear. You can walk. And so take up your mat. Aside from her not really saying, I don't want to hear this anymore, and I appreciate her for not saying that, but she's like, take up your mat and do this. I was stuck. I was stuck. One of the scriptures says to remove the nail from the sure place. I have to keep on meditating on that so I don't go back into that place. Lord, I thank you that you have removed the nail from the sure place, that you have removed this fear. You have given me everything that I know, and continue to quote scripture after scripture after scripture. So to remove that. So now that I have changed my mindset, because I have removed the mat to get up, I rolled it up, put it under my arm, I'm walking away, and it's no longer in the sure place, I am applying myself. Famous line from Release Mighty, my mother. I hear her every single moment of the day because she says, and she has said this for years, apply yourself. Her father said that to her. Her mother said that to her, and she has said that to me for 61 years. And I'm saying it to you, apply yourself. But I'm adding an adverb onto it. Apply yourself assiduously. Assiduously. Disciplining. Disciplining. Be taking care. Doing it thoughtfully. Apply. Consider it. Now consider this. Apply yourself assiduously, which means that you are going to grow either your faith, your health and wellness, your vision, but you are going to do it now. So I can tell you about being, because I'm a diabetes prevention lifestyle coach, I can tell you about what to eat and what not to eat. But you have to continue to do it. So let me give you another visual. In one of the books that I was reading, I'm an avid reader. One of the books that I was reading, one of the quotes that the gentleman started the book with is that there was a guy who was in New York, and he wanted to know how to get to Carnegie Hall. So he asked this gentleman, "Sir, excuse me, how do you get to Carnegie Hall?" And the guy told him, "Practice." So he was expecting directions. He was expecting directions, and he got directions, but it wasn't the directions that he was expecting. So I'm asking you, do you want to get to Carnegie Hall? Do you want to live your dreams? Do you want to be ye ready? Do you want to be the victor? What is it that you want to do? And it's already in you, mind you. You don't have to lose 1,000 pounds right now. And my thing is, I always, someone would say, "Well, Vivia, what are you doing? What are you doing next week?" Of course, this was before COVID-19, and I would say, "Oh, girl, I'm going to this function, but you know, I got to lose 50 pounds by Friday." So what is it that you are doing now? You can do whatever you want in where you are right now. That's what we're talking about. Now what? Where do you go from here? Build up your faith so that you can be ready. You can do this. Take up your mat. Change your mindset. I can tell you different things. And, yes, I'm here for you. But apply yourself so that you can get to Carnegie Hall. So I pose 5 questions to you. Most people, what would you really like to do? For most people, what will having this do for you? For most people, what would you be willing to do to make this happen? For most people, and this is my shameless plug, would you allow me to help you achieve this goal? And 5, which steps have you already planned? So now what? Where are you going from here? Let's hear from you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I have a question for you, Ms. Mighty.
Yes.
Because your story is like an antique quilt. And the reason why I use the word antique is because it's rich with history. It's rich with determination. And it's rich with discipline, because you mentioned that word too as well. So you have all of these little squarelets all over this wonderful, and I'll even add the word down comforter or down quilt. I want you to just back up a little bit, because you've done a lot of things, but you've not really landed on any one thing that you've done that our listeners can understand what a wealth of information and practice they're listening to. What was it that, where was your life at prior to you going to the Ann Wigmore Foundation? I hear you giving props to your cousin, but what was it, where was your life at before Ann Wigmore, and what information did Denny give you that sparked you to make that decision to go there?
That's a good question. Questions. I was spinning, and let me say that I have, I'm not going to say I am because I'm not claiming that, but it was, my life had been, and in some parts now had been a roller coaster, up and down and up and down. So I don't want the audience to feel as if I got it all. I got a lot through the grace of God, got a lot through the grace of God, but I am not perfect and I am learning. But at the time, to answer your question, I had graduated from the University of Maryland, and I went to, I was in Atlanta living with my cousin Denny. And at that point, she was a vegetarian. I don't think I really knew a lot of people who were vegetarians, because in the Jamaican culture, we're eating oxtails and a whole bunch of other stuff. So in, and they're good. They're good. Trust me, they're good. But when I came to live with her, the atmosphere was changed. And though I didn't, I don't even think that I ate a lot of vegetarian, but she sparked my interest in doing better to make my health better, to go on to other things. My good friend Hazel talks about the Steve Jobs a lot. She brings him up quite a lot and talks about how his health, even though he had so much money, his health became diminished and he couldn't enjoy the money. So let me go back to the point in Atlanta. I realized that I needed to do something about my health. And through Denny's tutelage and just her sharing information and love, it wasn't like a classroom setting, but I listened. I listened. I listened. I don't listen all the time. I really have to open up my ears and clean the wax out and continue to listen even more. But I was able to start the journey with her. From there, I became a flight attendant and realized that I needed to have more energy. And all of the meat and everything was clouding my mind. But let me also say that in doing all of that, if you are stressed, if you are not changing your mindset and have the peace that passes all understanding and continue to practice that, these food choices will not assimilate the way that they need to. So have I kind of asked you, you know, we're all still on a journey. We're all still on a journey. But we really need to be clear right now because time is of the essence. Mm-hmm. Time is of the essence. I'm on the sixth floor, as you said. I'm on the sixth floor. So after you pass 50, then one starts to think, okay, really need to get it together now. But for those young people, for others who are in their 30s or so, time is of the essence right now. It really is right now. Imagine that you are in your 60s, some people close to 70s. Now what? where are you going from here? That's our topic. What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you taking up your mat? Or are you applying yourself assiduously? ASSIDUOUSLY. Are you doing it now? Are you getting ready to stay ready? And so I hope I've answered your questions. I've kind of deviated a little, but I hope I have.
Well, you started. And it didn't have to get into it deeply, but it's, to me, I know you. And so mm-hmm. when you speak generally, I can fill in the blank spots, but you're mm-hmm. talking probably to a whole audience of people that know absolutely nothing about your journey and all of the
yeah.
miraculous things that you have achieved in life.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I wanted to read as an inspirational piece introducing you, and I've even said this to you, is a quote by John Lennon that says, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans.
Mm-hmm.
And the plans that you have made that I know of in your life, things have changed, but it didn't
mm-hmm.
get you down. You just took up your banner and you went on to the next thing, baby, and you became successful there. And then life happened again that perhaps, you know, shaking you from your pedestal, and without fail, you picked up your banner and you did something different. So you're not just a one-trick pony, and I just want to bring that out. You know, when I met you, and not to go into the story too deeply, but as you said, there were, it was almost like a hippie festival. Because it was
mm-hmm,
an international,
yeah.
a raw food festival, international. There were people there from all over the world. And
mm-hmm.
it was in a community right outside of Portland, Oregon, called Milwaukee,
correct.
Oregon. And
mm-hmm.
it looked like a big fairground. People were sleeping in tents.
Mm-hmm.
That had, you know, I'm scared of bugs. That's why I haven't made it to Sandy's garden yet, because I'm scared of bugs and all that. But you stood out because there wasn't very many of us. It was mostly black women that were there, and I think it was like about six of us, and I think one brother. But at the time, I knew nothing about raw food. I knew nothing about the leaders in the raw food, you know, lifestyle, nothing. I just met you. And
mm-hmm.
I mentioned this before, and I don't want to belabor it, but you, because I want to share with the audience this wonderful woman that is on our show, you look like a goddess.
Your
skin glow. You understood what they were talking about. I didn't know. And so I kind of clung to you, and throughout from that time on, I've watched you. And I've watched how life never seems to get you down. You keep going, and you keep getting better. So not knowing what your health was like before you went to the Ann Wigmore, I was just wondering what sparked you to go there, and now I know your cousin. And what happened after that?
Well, let me say that my
lifestyle.
Cousin. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Star. My cousin sparked the vegetarianism. I ended up going to Ann Wigmore's a year later. I was a pharmaceutical rep, and one of the young ladies that we hung together with, I was just telling her of what was going on with me. I didn't really know, and she suggested that I go to this place called Ann Wigmore's in Puerto Rico. I'm telling you, networking and being in an area of familia and family and being close and not being afraid to share your concerns helps, because you never know, that angel is going to be there to suggest something. And she suggested Ann Wigmore's, and I ended up going there I'd gone to Puerto Rico for a long time because my best friend Norma is Puerto Rican. And so I've always gone there, but not to go to a health facility. And so I went for 2 weeks, enjoyed yoga and Reiki and rebounding, which is now jumping on a mini trampoline, and massage and learning how to plant my food, and was there for 2 weeks, lost 20 pounds. And I would go once a year for 3 years, and I would stay for 2 weeks. I would rent a bungalow, and I would be in a hammock as often as I could, so much so I own 3 hammocks. I'm in an apartment, and I'm trying to see how I can stretch a hammock from one side of the room to the other. But I love hammocks. And so I went, and then the last time that I was there, it was really interesting. I had just finished. I'm now cleansed, clean, raw. Everything is going. I'm looking fabulous. And I had an appointment to meet this particular lady who our schedules just didn't jive. And I went to her house, a very influential lady. I wasn't there for the influence. I was there because I had just moved to Charlotte. And the same person who recommended me to Ann Wigmore said, she's in Charlotte. You really need to meet her. And it just happened. I got off the plane, went to her house. And she cooked, I know it was a meat, but it was some pork and some dumplings and something else that she was raving for. And I kept on saying, no, thank you, no. Now, this lady was in her 70s at the time, and she was not taking your raw for an answer. It's like, okay, well, you could just eat a little bit and go back to your raw later. You know, kept on saying, no, 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 I'm good, I'm good. But in her mind, it was disrespect. It was disrespect. And so I ate it, but it threw me off. And I was so upset at myself because I had spent time and energy and money and felt really good, and it took me it took me a minute. I have to say that I had a lot of regret, but in this conversation, I'm not going to say that anymore. Because guess what? Though I meandered, I'm here now.
Yeah.
Talking about it, I've had more knowledge, and where would I have been had I taken the straight path? I think a lot of us in life have to realize that we should not beat ourselves up for what we did not do, did not say, did not graduate, did not love, did not do whatever, because the path least chosen, it took us in a different direction of learning, and maybe we needed to do that. And so with everything that I have done or not done, where I am now, and go back to Monique, she said, you have it in you. You have it in you. You're the child of the Most High. You have it in you to do that. And so, yes, and so I deviated from there to here. But I really, that place was amazing. And I thank you for reminding me of that. You said something to me the other day, and that is on my board. And you said that I look like Venus. That's an uncommon word.
If that's the goddess you want to call, baby, probably was.
No,
you
that was the word that you used.
Got it.
Was the word that you used. Yes, you used that word, Venus. Heading to the sky, just going straight up. And I have to remind myself, like all of us, we are named for a reason. We're named for a purpose. My name means life, Vivia, V-I-V-I-A. And my last name is Mighty, a lot great. And so when you asked me in terms of my fortitude and just continuing, I always in my head, and I write this down a lot, I don't want to waste my name. I don't want to waste my name. I don't want to waste my life. I don't want to waste my name. Now, I don't always remind myself of that, but I have at some point have to pick myself up and remind myself I don't want to waste my name. So I appeal to all of you. Don't waste it. Don't be a waster. You don't want to waste your name. Most people might not think that. But don't waste your name. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your dreams. Don't waste your visions. And write it down. Write it down. Write it down. And tell why. And keep on digging. So hypothetically, let's talk about money. You want to make $1 million? Why? So that what? You can spend it on a car? Mm-mm. So maybe you can help your family. Okay. So why? So that what? So that they can be healthy? Okay. So that what? And keep on digging, because life is a journey. It's a journey. We must learn from each other. What's the saying? If you're doomed to repeat it. We must learn from each other, but we can't allow fear to take up our life. And that's where I believe, for me, faith comes in, because one is light, one is dark. And if you're in a dark place and you have faith, once that light comes on, you can't do it. And Star, I'm going to give you the example. You talked about bugs. You turn that light on, that bug is going to run. So you want fear out of the way. You want fear out of the way. And so you want to continue to light it up.
That's a great analogy you just used there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she.
So if you've got bugs in your life, it could be because you're facing things with fear versus faith.
Yeah. Get it out. True. And that alludes to what you ladies talk about, mindset. Changing your mindset. Because if you have a strong mindset, a strong why of your purpose of what you want to do, it'll make you do things. It'll make you pursue your business. It will make you pursue your getting all of the toxins out of your home. It'll make you pursue getting all of the toxins out of your body, out of your life, to go on and to do exceedingly above all. I mean, it will just get you. It will remove that nail from the sure place. I'm telling you. And everything that I am saying, I am repeating this to myself. I'm repeating this to myself because I, too, need the reminder of this.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to play this over and over and over and over again, because all of us – this is an epiphany for me. I pray it's an epiphany for you, for we, for us, for they, for them. I pray it is that we can really learn how to better ourselves. And I thank God for the victory. I really do. Thank you, Victor. I thank God for Victor.
But you know, Vivia, one of the most powerful things that you've said thus far is that we are continual learners. We're not perfect in the sense that we get to this destination and we've arrived and, nothing else happens. And so that when we understand that, just like you did with your friend in Charlotte, you know, by going off course, we will go off course to learn whatever the lesson is for us, but, and we will return as a victor, you know, to that place of where we want to be, but just understanding that when you make a decision, it's not concrete, set in stone, and you'll never deviate. And that's really important because I think that's what keeps a lot of people from even attempting to make a change in their life. They're like, oh, my God, you mean I got to give up this? I got to give up that? Oh, no, you know, I can't give it up. So I thank you for that. That was the most powerful, one of the most powerful things that you've said.
Thank you. I'm reading a book now, one of the books I read them simultaneously must be in my gene pool somewhere because I always want to do stuff at the same time. But simultaneously, I'm reading this book called Going for No. And so whatever comes against you, you're going to keep on trying. You're going to keep on going. And you're almost your pleasure with this no, because no really means not now. But that is one thing to think of. But I don't know if this has ever happened to some of you in that. At one point in my life, I used to tick off stuff, meaning check it off. So if I lost 20 pounds, okay, I'm checking that off. If I studied for a test and I did well, okay, I studied it, just ticked it off. And then not more importantly, but in another setting, in a relationship, if we were not seeing eye to eye, and we talked about it, I would check it off. And so when it came back around, the pounds came back on, or the next time I didn't do well or didn't do as well as I wanted to, or we had to discuss the same thing that we talked about, didn't we get it right, I got frustrated. And then at that point, I moved on with the relationship, moved on with the diet, trying another part, moved on, maybe decided now to take another class because this wasn't working. And I bring that up because I had not realized that was life. Didn't realize it was life. I always wanted to check it off because I felt so frustrated. How is it that I've talked to you about this 25 million times? Didn't we have this conversation? and didn't you agree that this was what you were not going to do? Okay, I might be wrong, so I would have my plan laid out. Okay, what did I do that would bug you? What did you do that would bug me? Let's talk about it. Let's get it together. Okay, we understand each other? Okay, la-di-da-di-da-di-da. And then it would come up again, and I've already checked it off. And it checked off, but I did not realize that was a relationship, that was marriage, and things are going to come up again. So life comes up again. The word says the devil's going to come and come in like a roaring lion. So I was not looking, anticipating the roaring lion, the one that was going to come up and just kind of get in my space. And I was not faced up, prayed up, spiritually up, whatever up. I was not that. I just kept on looking at, didn't I check this off? And so my vision was skewed. I'm not cross-eyed, but almost as if my peripheral vision, I kept on looking at the peripheral part of it. Now you're looking from the side. I wasn't looking straight ahead. So I kept on waiting for, okay, what's going to happen? And so I implore, and myself included, stuff will happen. The no's will happen. The programs will happen. Life will happen. And so you can check it off, but it needs to be in pencil. It needs to be in pencil. Okay? Uh-huh. You need to find that thing that's an indelible ink in your life that is going to secure you and get you through those little check marks. Because that's what it's all about. Yeah. Again, I can tell you raw foods. I can tell you go to Ayurvedic. I can tell you to go to the different ones that they have the names for now, the fasting, to do this, to do that. If you do not have that indelible ink in your spirit, in your heart, then those little check marks are going to deviate you, and you're going to be chasing those little check marks. So I am, again, employ you. Don't you want to go to Carnegie Hall? Don't you want to live your dreams? Don't you want to aspire? And guess what? It's not about you. It's not about me. This next generation is looking at you. They're looking at me. They're looking because they are babes, and they don't know what to do. They're teething. Their teeth are going to start coming in, and they don't understand the pain. They are crawling, and they don't understand that when they stand up, they're going to fall down. They don't realize that. So we need to be the John Lewis's. We need to be the Reverend Vivian. We need to be the Martins. We need to be the Jesus. Let me, you should have said that first, Lord. Please forgive me. We need to be the ones, the Moses. We need to be those who are showing the way, because they're looking at us. We're examples. They're looking at us. They are seeing what we are doing. Now, that doesn't mean we're perfect. That doesn't mean that you have to be size 2. They are looking at our behavior patterns. I got to bring that up for my Uncle Vincent, my godfather. Favorite term. Watch your behavior pattern. So there are so many nuggets that I have been blessed to learn, and I pray that I am imparting some now.
Again, that is that antique, that quilt, because along the way you have gathered so many different disciplines that are seemingly all around health and wellness, you know, even to the business that you're doing, you know, with your healthy household products and other ingredients or other products that you are helping others to bring health within their own homes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been growing and expanding on your journey.
And healthy incomes. It's true, health and wellness. It is a joy. But let me tell you, I'm reminded of the Langston Hughes mother to son. Life for me ain't been no crystal stair, okay? Remember that? We learned that long time ago. It ain't been no crystal stair. And so I want to challenge us that we're going to have boards and tacks, and life will not be a crystal stair, but it is the journey, it is the stair stepping. I'm reminded of the OJs. My father and I danced to my wedding on Stairway to Heaven. Always remember that. Step by step. Here we go, climbing the stairway of life. And so this is a life journey. We're going to continue to climb and climb and climb. But we must realize that it is not going to be a smooth journey. It will not be a smooth journey. It really will not. And it will be, just again, not a smooth journey. Seriously, we have to realize that it is, and we need help. And we need help, so you can't do it by yourself. And a lot of people are loners. I'm my mother's only child. So for me, I sometimes get in a little cocoon, and when stuff happens, I want to pull it over, and I don't want to tell anybody.
Right.
It's an old Jamaican saying: if you tell it, If you tell it, they take it, tell you. Means if you tell someone, then they won't keep it to themselves. They're going to take it and they're going to tell somebody else, and there you are, you'll be exposed out in the street. And so a lot of times I didn't want to share my stuff because I was afraid that, again, fear, afraid that someone would know. But, again, we have to go through that. We have to know that we're going to get splinters. Get the no's. I'm going to say, well, son, I'm reading it. I'll tell you, life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It's had tacks in it and splinters, okay, and boards. Oh, gosh, torn up. Boards. So places been there, been no carpet bare. So that is life. That is life. But guess what? In all of that, you will get to a place where you will have crystal and wood floors and shining sky, shining stars and sky and joy, even in a place that has splinters and tacks and boards torn up. And we have to realize that we need to get to that place all the time and keep it.
Yes. Ooh, I am thoroughly appreciating every word. I mean, I've got 3 pages of notes so far, so and I know I'm going to listen to this again because your words are so wise and offer such a high octane of inspiration. I appreciate it. I truly, truly appreciate it. So, listeners, anyone that has a comment, would like to ask a question, or just want to make a statement to Ms. Vivia Mighty, our call-in number is 516-531-9819, and you just need to press 1 on your device to let us know you want to speak live on air. We've got only about 25 minutes left in the show, so I know you want to hear more of what this wonderful lady has to offer. I know I do, but I just want to make sure that you know you can join in the conversation and or ask a question, make a comment or whatever at 516-531-9819 and push 1 on your device.
All right. I have a question. It's a burning question. You have studied and practiced so much around health and wellness. You've gone from totally holistic all the way to pharmaceuticals. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about that wide discrepancy in how one can take or deal with, you know, things that heal us? What was your experience being a pharmaceutical rep?
Well, that's very interesting that you would say that. Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say we have a caller, too, once you answer Star's question.
Okay. So I was a healthy person, again, from being with Denny, and then I got my position in being a pharmaceutical rep. And I also sold small volume parenterals. And I was in tug of war with myself, because I felt that people didn't need the medication, but I was in another world of climbing the corporate ladder and getting money. And so I knew that job was a high-paying job. I did not have any experience in chemistry at all. I'm an English teacher. No experience in chemistry, but I was able to wow the interview. And the gentleman who I finally got up to the top tier said, why should we hire you? why should we take a chance on you? And I switched it back and I said, well, Mr. Kane, I'm taking a chance on you. And I went on and I elaborated, and I ended up getting $5,000 more than the asking, that the price that they were giving. And so I just kept on talking and talking, but I struggled, and so much I had to leave the industry.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, I struggled.
How long were you?
I did 2 years, different companies. I was with Merck and Ciba Geigy.
Okay.
And let me tell you the reason that I struggled because I felt that the bioavailability in the drugs that they were taking them, and they were not getting into our system. And so that was a big deal for me. And I finally got to a point where now what I have to offer, one of the benefits of what I'm doing, will get into the system. And that's another story that if you want to ask me about, you can email me and we can talk about that. But that was a big deal, that I was just taking it and it was going to the liver, wasn't doing anything before, and I couldn't deal with that. So when I finally found something different, I did something differently, as Maya Angelou would say. So I hope I answered that question.
You'll do better.
And we're going to give Vivia's email contact information shortly. So get your paper and pen ready to write that down. But let me bring our caller on. It's area code 908-416. Would you tell us your name and your contribution to the conversation, please?
Sure. Thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank you for this great program that you've had today. My name is Norwood Harris, and I'm also happen to know Ms. Mighty and a supporter of Ms. Mighty. And so I just would like to ask her a question, if possible.
Yes, Norwood.
My question is, I was just wondering, you alluded to holistic, and I was just wondering maybe for the audience, was that another area as to why that had helped you into your knowledge pool and things that you were doing, that the doctor of orthopedic medicine is a physician dealing with holistic and dealing with raw foods also? So I was just wondering, was that also part of the knowledge gain, along with your cousin and others that you alluded to?
Absolutely. 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 And I shouted from the rooftops. All of my friends will know. I shouted from the rooftops. If I deviate, I go back to it. But in assistance with the whole foods, I don't want it to seem that it's all food-related and all bioavailability products, but it is a spiritual, it is God for me that drives everything else. But, yes, to answer your question, yes, those two go hand in hand. Yes, Norwood.
And then,
my last question is,
we all still have members in our lives, whether it be friends and family members, and we're trying to engage them to keep growing. It's a very important topic, along with everything else you mentioned. That's a deeper topic also, because we have some great friends. We don't want to be like we got all the answers like you alluded to, but yet still we want to bring them along the path, or at least leave some breadcrumbs for them to digest and try to understand. So what I'm alluding to is, how do we motivate the others that we love and we care about? They're not on the same page yet, and we're running out of time. And they might be on the sixth floor also, or fifth floor, or maybe get ready to go to the seventh floor, but yet they still don't seem to hear it, don't seem to understand it. How do we motivate the others so that we can keep our race stronger, especially with the men? Me being a male, the majority of society is mostly strong black women, but how can we keep the brothers here? I think that's an important question. Thank you.
Thank you, Norwood. Very, 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 very important question. Thank you for asking that. I can go back to, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. I think if we elude, or we give people all of this information. You need to do this, 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 and this at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 o'clock, 8. And you need to sleep for this amount of time, and you need to run, and you need to do this. But it's a little bit at a time, just a little bit at a time. And also, sometimes it's not the talking, but it is the showing. And so if they can see another example, they might be able to get it. When I was little, my mother would say one thing. Wasn't listening to her at all at the time. But if someone else said the same thing, anybody ever felt that way? The light bulb came on. It resonated.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. That person told me to walk 3 feet and jump in the sky. Well, didn't Mom just tell you that? Oh, did she? I didn't hear that. So sometimes we need to hear the same thing in a different matter, in a different manner, in a different medium, and a little at a time, a little bite at a time. Because let me tell you something. If we don't start now and we get comfortable, and this is anything in life, this is not necessarily food, we will be like the frog in the water. You know about that story? The frog gets so comfortable in the water that he, I'm going to say, and she, is just there and is not realizing that the water is getting hot, boils. But if you are on task and you are focused and you know and you are aware, even if it's a little bite at a time, you realize, oh, my gosh, this is getting hot. Oh, I noticed something on my leg. I need to look at it. Oh, I noticed that this is happening. My tongue, my taste buds, I'm not feeling well. Oh, I need to get out of this water, and I need to do something. So which frog do you want to be? Which frog?
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you. Vivian Mighty, appreciate the knowledge
and
your other ladies also. Great program.
Thank you.
And I'm going to be tuning into your program here. This is a great show. I like the dialogue, the knowledge, and also the opportunity to ask questions. I love to ask questions. That's how I gain my knowledge. So thank you. Have a good day, ladies.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We've got another caller. Area code 770-510. You want to give us your name and your contribution to the conversation, please?
Okay. Can you all hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Monique. I'm one of Vivian's friends. I'm the pick up the mat friend. And I just want to say,
hey, Monique, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm so very proud of Ms. Vivian and her journey. And I want to talk. My question is, I know that once she was raw, then she went to the pharmaceuticals. But I just want to bring up now that what she's doing to help people with their health and wellness. That I truly believe our God is such a faithful God that He gives us another chance. And now that you have that chance, now, Ms. Vivian, to help people with their health and wellness journey, what is your goal? Because, again, you were raw. You were living that lifestyle. Then you went back. And we all do it. We all convert. That's our human nature when stress and different things come up. But now you have the opportunity, again, to help people with their health and wellness journey. So what's your goal for your health and wellness journey?
Thank you, Monique, for that. I had several goals at one time, but I have to say my purpose goal right now is global, I had thought about, okay, I might want to tell this person, I want to tell that person, I want to get to the place where I can just speak on different things, but here's the short story. As you know, I started the health and wellness seminar business. It's visual. So I want to show people so that they can see it like I see it, and then I want it to go globally. And the email address at the end will be able to expound on that. But my goal is so that the world and others will be able to learn from me. I can teach them about the health and wellness store. I can teach them about how they can better their lives, reach their goals by enhancing their lives. And I'm looking forward to doing that. Thank you so much for asking that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling in.
And thank you for the mat. Girl, that was an aha moment, come to Jesus moment. And let me tell you, though I didn't tell you, I think Monique could have sensed. I didn't like it, right, Monique? It was a bitter taste.
Yeah.
But thank you, dear friend. Thank you. Did you have another question, Monique, or are you okay?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Powerful. It's like that we got to breathe it all in, you know, and just sit with it. And just some wonderful gems that you've shared with us to be able to take a look at our lives and see where we fit and, you know, to have the supporters like Mr. Norwood and Miss Monique, and you know that they got your back. You know, like that is so powerful and important as we're making that climb to heaven, so to speak. You know, on that stairway, and sometimes we do want to do it by ourselves, but we know we can't, so we usually don't stay on that road too long. But I tell you, you have such a vivid coloring in telling your stories, and, you know, it's like they just sink in your heart. They touch there and they stay there. So I'm very, very appreciative of everything that you shared with us today. It's been just awesome. So we got about 10 minutes left in the show. Is there any particular message that you would like to leave with the audience? I know that you want to make sure you give your contact information also. But I know that when I spoke with you earlier today, you made a comment, and I know you've touched on it, but I just want to share this with the people because it was really profound to me. And you said you turned your war, WAR, into a victory by becoming RAW, RAW.
Yes.
So you guys get it? Same three letters, WAR or RAW. You want to expound on that a little bit, Vivian?
Yes, and that was an epiphany, Fanny, as we were talking earlier today, that when I was RAW, I was just going raw. And then it occurred to me that when you turn the word around, it is war. We need to fight what is going on with us, whether it's depression or that we're just sitting and just not doing anything. It'll come to me. I just had a brain fart right then. But just not doing anything. We need to war it in. This is war. We need to war it in with all our might. If we are just sitting around and not doing anything, we need to war it. Here's another example. I got some takeout food that I knew I didn't really want to. I wanted it, but I knew I really shouldn't have had it. And I put it aside, and I had it in a bag. The bag was over to the side, and I kept on saying, I need to take that bag. Is that a lunch I want to take? And I just wasn't paying attention to it. When I opened it, it had grown. It looked like fur that was inside.
Oh, God.
And it wasn't there, and don't get me wrong, it's not like my place is rough. It wasn't there many days, but I think what was happening is because we have so much heat that the heat just got to it. And so it wasn't like it was there for days or weeks. it was maybe overnight or the next day in the morning, and by the time I got it the next night, it had grown into some spores. Apathy, that's what it is, apathy. So if you do not war this in, if you do not have a goal, and Monique alluded to, that makes you cry, if you do not apply yourself assiduously, you will grow. You will grow. Trust me, you're just not going to sit there and nothing will happen. Something will happen. So do you want to be like the frog who sits there and boils? Do you want to be there and grow, and it takes root in something that you don't want to produce that fruit? So it will grow. You need to war. Realize that this is a war for your life, in terms of what you want to do. Most people are marching now. They're warring this in. We've been yelling about systemic racism for a long, long time, but the war is on right now. And aside from that, what are you warring for? What do you want to do with the rest of your life? How can you realize that you matter? Another famous saying from my mother, Vivia, you matter. I would always say, she would ask me every day, Mom, did you eat breakfast? And a lot of times I'm trying to get her out of the house so she can go to I can take her to adult daycare and she can have the fullness of the day. And so I'm dealing with her, doing her hair, making sure everything is good. She has the right colors, right earrings to match or whatever. And I know I need to get her there by a certain time so I can have a certain portion of my day. And she would always ask me, Viv, did you have breakfast? No, Mom, or I'm rushing. She would always say, you matter too. So apply yourself and you matter. So you matter. And in order to matter, you just can't sit still. You've got to war against it. So you matter. You matter. You matter. So, yes.
All right. Well, I'm compelled to read this inspirational thing that I couldn't make up my mind. And I think that this is a great time to do it because Vivia has alluded to many of the words that are in this inspirational piece. So I'm going to just go ahead and say it now. It is called Turning Lead into Gold. John Lennon once said, life is what happens to us when we are busy making other plans. As you follow the path of the inner voice with its fruits of peace, joy, you will also encounter your share of tests and challenges. While it is natural to ask, why me? When adversity strikes, feeling victimized leaves you powerless to change the situation. A better approach is to emulate the triumphant survivors, those individuals who emerge from the ordeals strengthened and renewed. They understand the universal law that every adversity contains within it the seed of equivalent or greater good. The triumphant survivor says, I would rather not have to deal with this challenge, but as long as I must, I will use it as an opportunity to grow and transform. When adversity is faced in this way, miracles happen. The apparent curse becomes a divine blessing. Uninvited situations bring life-changing lessons. Here, then, is the alchemical secret. By using everything for our spiritual growth, we become victor instead of victim. By looking for the good in all things, we turn lead into gold. That describes you.
Thank
Vivia,
you.
Mighty, mighty.
Yeah. Thank you. And let me say that I thank you, Star. Thank you, Sandy. I alluded
yeah.
to so many different books, and I gave a title, but I would be remiss if I did not let those know of my most important book, and that is my Bible. And so I have to go to that when I am looking to war. That is just for me, and just to do that. But I thank you so much for that. This has been truly empowering to me, and I didn't expect to get part of the lesson. I was just talking, but I pray that it has been a blessing to someone to listen to my journey, and I thank you for allowing me to voice it.
Well, it's truly been a blessing for me. You lit a fire up under my body. I was going to say something else. But you lit a fire up under me, and I certainly appreciate it now. I mean, like, seriously. Woo, man. Yeah, yeah. So tell us about how you assist people in the work that you do, and how can people get in contact with you, and what do you have coming forth? You've talked about books in your bio. Tell us a little bit more about you and what you offer to humanity.
Yes. So I recently started a health and wellness seminar business, and I would love to share it with people. It is, again, a visual presentation. It is amazing. And depending on what your goals are in life, it's enhancing, and it's health and wellness. So it's health and wellness. It's financial wellness. It is visual wellness. It is a wellness program that I was looking for so long. And again, it's a visual presentation, and I would be more than happy. Please let me know. My calendar fills up pretty quickly, and my email address is M as in Mary, S as in Sam, V-I-V-I-A @gmail.com. And again, it is amazing part. I have business partners. They have been helping me in terms of the visual presentation and how we can enhance lives. I've just been so excited to do so. And just like I've just been telling people about it, showing the journey, it has been wonderful in terms of the growth. I don't know if it's right for you, but it would be wonderful if you even took the time to share your wants, and I can show you how I can make things happen for you.
Okay.
Thank you. Ms. Starr?
I am just so honored and so pleased to have your voice in the mic on our stage. And I am so appreciative that you called at the divine time that you did. And I was reminded of your excellence so that we could share you on the show. So thank you for showing up and pretty much showing out. Appreciate that.
Thank you, ladies. Oh God, thank you. You ladies, and let me stop taking the accolades, but put it back towards you ladies. You have been the vehicle to allow us to learn from you. There's so many people who will come to this on podcasts and share their experiences. Not just mine today, but if people go back in to the archives and listen and learn, and they're able to war because of you two ladies, you have been the vehicle. This is a wonderful, wonderful medium, and I'm so grateful to you for allowing, for starting it so that we can learn even more and we can better ourselves and we can go to another level, and our trajectory will change because of you ladies. So I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for what you are doing.
Well, thank you.
Yes, I accept. Appreciate
yes.
you so much. And again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com /SandyRogers, SandyRogers, for any of our archive shows. And I know you're going to listen to this one over and over again. So once again, Vivia, I am so honored and pleased to have met you in Norwood. And Monique, thank you for calling in and adding your voices to the conversation. And we really look forward to bringing you more and more in a number of ways, because as Vivia said earlier, sometimes we have the same message, it's just being said by a different voice, and it finally clicks for us. So with that, I want to say good evening and thank you, and you guys stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies, so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll see you next week.
Bye.